WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and writer-director James Cameron have proved to be one of the most potent combinations in box office history, first with The Terminator in 1984, which made both of them big stars, then with Terminator 2, Judgment Day, which in 1991 was the most expensive movie ever made. The new Schwarzenegger-Cameron blockbuster cost even more, $120 million. Is the money on the screen? Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews True Lies.
The money is on the screen, and that's part of the problem. For long stretches of True Lies, all you see up there is money. Bigger explosions, more bullets, heftier fight scenes, noisier chases. The mind glazes over. And yet Cameron, who wrote his own screenplay, never stops being inventive. Just when you think you've seen enough spitting machine guns to last a lifetime, he'll send one bumping pokily down a staircase, wiping out legions of bad guys every time it hits another step. In other words, as much as Cameron adores large-scale pyrotechnics, he also knows the value of small-scale wit. What he doesn't know is quite how to weave the two together. True Lies, in fact, is about that very problem. Arnold Schwarzenegger plays secret agent Harry Tasker, and Harry kicks off the movie with a fiery 15-minute demonstration of James Bond-style derring-do, only to trundle home to his plain vanilla suburban wife. She's played by Jamie Lee Curtis, and she greets him calmly as she brushes her teeth, thinking her dull, distracted husband has been up to something else entirely.
How'd it go at the convention? Did you make all the other salesmen jealous?
Oh, it was fantastic. You wouldn't believe it. You should have been there.
We were the big hit of the show. We did new model ordering system, the 680 I told you about. I can write up an order, and immediately as soon as the customer's name comes up, you see what his credit line is, what he has ordered in the past, what discount he has gotten, every little detail.
Perfect.
It's fantastic. So I love the computer business.
Listen, the plumber called. He says he has to dig under the slab or something that's going to cost $600.
That's okay.
Well, it's not okay. It's extortion.
So what do you tell him?
I slept with him and he said he'd knock off $100.
That's good thinking. Bye, honey.
Cameron had a choice here. He could have played up the action and placed his premise about the husband keeping his secret life secret in the background. That would have appealed to his young male audience. But Hollywood is becoming increasingly aware of the power of the not-so-young female audience. Recent surveys have indicated that the single largest American ticket-buying group is women in their 20s and early 30s. To speak to them, Cameron decided to give serious attention to the strain Harry's clandestine life puts on his marriage. And it's a good thing, too. The movie has a long and enjoyable midsection, in which Harry suspects that his wife is having an affair and deploys all the methods of a top secret agent to, well, discover her secret. But when Cameron gets back to the heavy-duty action, complete with Harrier jets and nuclear explosions, the movie feels tired and overblown. Still, you can have a lot of fun at True Lies. There are even a few surprises. Tom Arnold, for instance, plays Harry's sidekick and proves that this pairing of Arnold and Arnold is much more winning than that other one. Jamie Lee Curtis is very funny as she blossoms from Mouseburger to Red Hot Mama under her husband's astonished gaze, and Schwarzenegger himself, in his first screen appearance as an actual human since 1990, almost convinces you that he is one. Now the only question is, was the creation of these admittedly mild pleasures really worth more or less the entire gross national product of Equatorial Guinea?
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.